Do you ever see like a headline that you don't really care about, and then the more you think about it, the more you start to care about it?
Sure.
And then you start to judge yourself for caring about it?
What did you do?
That's happening to me with this Alec Baldwin, Hilaria Baldwin baby situation.
Okay, the surrogate baby?
Well, they don't know.
Wait, what?
It's assumed. They haven't said.
What is going on with those two?
Hi, good morning. It's the Blake Show with Kelly and Todd on Coast 93.1. And by the way, if you're questioning it, like a fan did on Instagram, Alec Baldwin has a message for you, and it's shut the F up and mind your own business.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
You know.
Mind your own business.
He's had it.
But this is an interesting situation because his wife gave birth to their baby number 5 in September. This was the birth of baby number 6. Less than 6 months later.
Ah! So surrogate, but they won't say.
But why don't they just say? And so this person who commented, and here's the thing. Like, everyone has privacy and deserves privacy. But they post about all the kids and the births. And then there was the whole weird thing about how she claimed that she had Spanish heritage and she doesn't. So
she's from Boston.
Right. It's like...
Well,
even like inner city Boston, like Metro West, you know?
Oh, like a very fancy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like she was like, she would be, they had her on interviews like with her like, oh, how do you say cucumber or something?
What?
And they were like, cucumber. And she was like, but they realized like they pulled up old clips of like her being interviewed and being speaking and then being like, how do you say papier?
She was, what? She's from Boston.
Right. And so that was like the big thing is
like. It should be like, how do you say pack? How do you say pack? I can't say pack right.
Where's the packy? That's what, pack? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So there's a whole weird thing with her, but whatever. You know, they're happy.
Right.
They had a baby.
Sure.
So then they have another baby 6 months later, and they don't say anything about it. They just, like, if you're choosing to put your life out there. And that's why I don't feel bad about talking about it or addressing it, because they have chosen, Alec Baldwin and Hilaria Baldwin, have chosen to put it out there.
Yes.
So I think people wondering is valid, and they have an opportunity to be supportive of folks who can't get pregnant on their own and choose surrogacy.
Yeah.
Or who have to do, or who adopt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are so many kids who need a loving home and don't have one and need to be adopted.
Yes.
You know, and they could be advocates for that, but instead... they go on and say, shut the F up and mind your business. Well, you made it our business.
They did.
You
make
put it,
our... it
out here.
And I mean,
sorry for wondering. I don't know why I'm so, I don't care about these
very
people.
Upset.
But now I'm all worked up.
Oh, you are very upset.
Right? But doesn't that drive you crazy? Because for me, it's like a principle thing. Like, don't invite me to a party and then get mad when I show up to it.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
How about that analogy,
by the
way?
That was good.
Thank you.
That was very, very good.
I just came up with that just now.
And I don't think, I mean, I don't know what the comment was. I don't think it was probably in hate or anything, but being like, whoa, like how'd that happen or whatever. I think she had a miscarriage too. Here's what I bet what happened.
Wait, what makes you say that?
I'm not saying it's fact. I feel like in the past couple of years, she might have lost a baby.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
So I think maybe she got unexpectedly pregnant and at the same time got a surrogate, right? And
oh.
So this is what I'm guessing.
Okay.
And so because you're more fertile, Myrtle, after
a
miscarriage.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so maybe they wanted one more. And so they got a surrogate after the miscarriage. But then, pow, it happened. And then there was this. And so maybe, you know, they don't want to. I mean, they're not my
besties.
No,
that makes sense. I mean, there are other theories that are a little bit more malicious that are like, you know, he was having an affair and they've decided to raise the baby, which is...
Oh, wow.
That's a little rough, yeah. Oof. But it does make you wonder.
I mean, he is a Baldwin.
Right, he doesn't have the best... I really like him as an actor and as a comedian.
Same.
And on SNL and all that, but who knows? He doesn't have, you know...
Yeah.
He has a temper and he's...
Yeah.
Who knows? But I think that your explanation makes complete sense.
If that's right. I think, listen, I read People magazine like it's my Bible, but I'm pretty sure that they suffered the loss of a baby, and that's usually, that is very common after you lose, is that you're very fertile. So that could have been what happened, and maybe that's why he's angry and he doesn't want... I think he's just angry because they have been in the news like crazy for the past like 6-7 months.
They put themselves there.
Agreed. And if she didn't go on the Today Show being like, how do you say it, computer? Like, right. I mean, we wouldn't be in this situation. So they created it.
That's another weird thing.
Right. Very, very strange. I think it's like... I don't understand, like, why... I can understand, like, okay, so, like, for instance, if I'm talking and I get mad, like, I just did it a couple weeks, like last week, my Boston accent sometimes comes out.
Yeah.
So I think what she was trying to say is that her Spanish accent, that she was raised
she
in a home.
She doesn't have it.
Well, what I think
her parents had a place in Spain or something. It was something like that. But she wasn't raised.
Speak fluent? I don't know. But I think she was trying to say, like, some words come out Spanish, some words come out English. Because this is how she was raised in a home where they're bilingual or whatever. See, this is when we need to wrap me up. I'm trying to help her out. I'm trying to understand where she's coming from and give her, like, something. But I think Alex just angry. And his Porsche broke down in the Hamptons a couple months ago, and he wasn't happy about that either.
Maybe he's still mad about the Porsche.
Yeah. He called a really hot guy, though, to change the tire. And I was like,
oh, really?
Pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. People magazine.
Who's the hot guy, Alec?
Yeah, I know.
Let's just start a whole other rumor.
Ooh.
What do you think about that, Alec?
Shut up, Blake.
Okay.